I'm delighted to get the appointment, and I'm going to make determined effort to make this body a proactive working group where we will look at the opportunities and the possibilities between the United Kingdom and Ireland, and to build upon the work that I've been engaged at a cross-border level between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, and to look at the potential east-west linkages that can permeate following that, the work that is going on at a cross-border level. So it's a very, very interesting appointment at a time when we have heightened positive relations between the United Kingdom and Ireland as a result of Queen Elizabeth II's visit, and I intend to make a determined effort to be proactive, be positive, and to work on, you know, different trade elements and the positive private linkages that's going on between the United Kingdom and Ireland, and obviously work towards finding employment and work towards making, you know, restrictions that are there at a red tape level and a bureaucratic level between both islands to make it easier for business and to create that environment to create jobs.
There's a high-level presence at today's meeting, including on Taoiseach Enda Kenny. It's clear from his presence that on the Irish side, at least, you are anxious to hit the ground running with the committee under the new administration. Are you detecting the same level of commitment from your colleagues on the UK side?
Well, I am detecting that level of interest because I suppose austerity certainly is not just alien to Ireland. Within the United Kingdom, and from speaking to my counterparts already in the United Kingdom, I mean, austerity, unfortunately, it is the agenda. And what we have to do, we have to set out our stall. And today's agenda, we've got CEOs from Enterprise Ireland, Tourism Ireland, and also we've got the CEO of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce attending this event. So we're looking at building upon the announcement by William Hague during the Queen's visit to set up this British Irish Chamber of Commerce to look at possible platforms to make business easier. As we know, business is not just at a parish level or at a county level anymore. It is very much happening globally, and I think the United Kingdom and Ireland is perfectly placed to be that centre, pivotal geographical location for businesses all over the world. And if we're talking the Asian market, they still need expertise, they still need solutions at a European level, and I certainly hope that this bridge building between the United Kingdom and Ireland will help to foster more enterprise and more ideas, obviously, to create that environment for job creation.